Good morning. It's 10:52 a.m. on Saturday, June the 8th, 2019. Yeah, it's almost 11 o'clock in the morning. I played too much this morning. I was playing EVE Online again this morning, and I got suckered right into it. When I realized that the morning was fleeting, and if I was going to get the walk in, let me rephrase that, in order to get the walk in, I had to actually shut the game off and come out and walk. So here I am. I'm out and walking. Pace is slacking here this morning. There's a lot of flowering stuff out. Some sort of bush there that has a really, really nice scent. It's all covered with flowers. Most of them have gone by now, but there's still a lot of nice fresh ones. I'm walking, I'm not talking. Yesterday was a pretty productive day. I've got one more, but the Colorado Gold novel writing contest. I got one left to go. I had four straight judging and then four critiques. I'm a little disappointed that it was only 8 in total, because I volunteered to do 10 and 10. And the reason that matters is that I get $5 for every one, not in cash, but as the discount for the Colorado Gold Conference in September. I had trouble keeping pace this morning. So it's $5 for every judge and then plus $5 for every critique. So 40 plus 20. I get a $60 discount on a $350 conference. I did get the early bird rate, so that counts. That's something inside. trying to walk some of this tension off. I'm carrying a load of stress. I need to go home. I need to get... Oh, by the time I get home, it'll be almost lunchtime. See if I can get this posted before noon. I also have to go to the grocery store. If not today, then first thing in the morning. Tomorrow. I think the most important thing I've got to get is cat food. But I think I have enough cat food to get me through today. In fact, I know I have enough cat food to get me through today. So maybe I'll go tomorrow. It's kind of late to go to the grocery store on a Saturday afternoon. I don't enjoy that experience at all. I'd rather go in the morning early than try to deal with everybody who's out doing their Saturday afternoon shopping. Okay, great. So, I had Pandora not running in the background, and it suddenly decided to connect, which of course shut off the recording. Tedious. At any rate, so today's Saturday, tomorrow's Sunday. Monday, I've got a doctor's appointment early. I've got to leave my house at 7 to be there by 7:30 for an 8 o'clock appointment. Which in theory means I'll be back in time to do the walk before it gets too hot. Assuming that I'm in any kind of condition to do the walk after I get back from doctor's appointment. It's getting hot. I thought I'd share that with you. I'm not wearing a whole lot today. It's, you know, it's polo shirt day. The sun's pretty high, so I'm getting a lot of solar radiation, which is not necessarily a good thing. Say it with me. We'll post. Morning. Lots of ants up this morning. I keep making that sound. It sounds like I'm sighing, but I really just taking a deep breath and letting it out. Pushing it out is more like. Tomato plants there. They were much higher, I thought. It's taking a nice breeze this morning. Keeping me a little bit cooler. Getting a little dehydrated, I think. So the book, the story, it is really, I'm really liking it. I know I've said that before, but it's moving along in ways that don't feel forced anymore. There was a certain sense as I was, filling in stuff. That's like, okay, I'm just forcing this. I'm just pushing this in here so that there's something in this spot. And now it's like, okay, now I know. I'm a little more confident that I know what the story is about. And having pulled out all of that other stuff, the story that I have now is a lot leaner, it's a lot cleaner, it's a lot more direct. That's a word. Well, it is a word, but it is like, is that a word that applies to fiction? I don't know. I've marked a couple chapters that I think might need to come out. They're very small, like 400 words, 500 words. And they're just sort of repeating things that happened before. I'm not sure that I don't need them. I've just got them marked, and we'll see what it looks like when I get all of the backfill filled in, all of the holes, all the holes that I know of that need to be filled in. I made the turn north, and the breeze has picked up a great deal. I was down in the neighborhood, so there's a lot of obstacles to airflow. But now I've got it, like, it's right in my face. Feels great. The field out here is all green. Two-tone green. There's a dark green of the regular prairie grasses, and then there's a lighter, paler green out to where the ditch floods that area out in that direction. Lots of seed heads showing now above the grass. A lot of brown. See the spiny poppy here this year. Going off to work. And here I am, at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. If any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.